And now it is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, good morning to you.
Yeah, here we are, straight out of a coma. We have a special guest from the high desert today. The boy's name is Ricky. The mom's name is Angela. I met him on Instagram with a little beat. But yes, it's very well. It's so great. Okay.
What was the Instagram that you met them at on?
Well, they were just because I hook up. I try to get a lot of disabled people on my thing, and they I spotted them. They had the I think it's VSM. It was something that happened to her son. Put him in a, how long was he in a coma?
Oh yeah, Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to meet you too.
All right, cool. Is Ricky with you?
He is with me.
What's up, Ricky?
What's up? Good morning.
What's up, Tone Loke, Ricky? Yes, sir. Here we go. Okay, you want to explain the story, Angela?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You want to explain the story of how whatever thing went down?
You're the mom, and Ricky is your son, so go ahead.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so Ricky suffered a stroke due to a rare disease known as an arteriovenous malformation. It's also known as an AVM. And what that is it's a congenital defect that more than likely he was born with, but they don't do any screenings for it, so we just did not know what was there. So what the AVM is, it's like a deformity in his capillaries. So the arteries go from high blood flow, and then the capillaries slow down that blood flow into the veins, so it slows it down. Well, since his capillaries were deformed, or it was bypassing those, it made a weak spot in his brain, and then over time it just burst.
Where were you when it burst?
I was actually out of town, and Ricky was with his dad. So it was his dad's weekend. And I got a phone call that day that he was complaining about a headache at school, but nothing major. Like, Grandma gave him some Tylenol. He took a nap, said he felt better. And then later on that night, when Dad picked him up and he went to Dad's house, he just started screaming and holding the sides of his head, saying that his head hurt, and then he lost consciousness. And then our world turned upside down from there.
How long was he in a coma for?
Roughly about 4 weeks. It's so hard to remember. 3 to 4 weeks. He was in a coma initially, and then they medically induced the coma as well to allow time for his brain to heal and for the swelling and everything to go down. So I believe it was about 3 weeks. 3 weeks later that they started tapering him off of the medication to see if he would wake up or not.
And you had to make an important decision after the 3 or 4 weeks, right?
I did. They believe that his rupture was in his brainstem, and his neurosurgeon sat me down and was like, there's no way he's going to survive this. In all my years of doing this, I've never seen anyone survive this. It's in his brainstem, and it severed off all communication for the rest of his to the rest of his body. So they told me that he was basically in a non-responsive state, and he would remain that way. And they pretty much told me, like, he's not going to live a purposeful life. And I just saw signs there.
So
that
they wanted to cut off all the life support.
They did, yeah, and I had several different doctors talk to me about, like, hey, this is not going to be a life you want to live.
And what did you decide?
I decided, they were so wrong. Like, Ricky was giving me signs otherwise that he was still there and to fight for him.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing, isn't it? When they tell you that nothing's going to be, prognosis for recovery is poor, right?
Right, exactly.
And so then they have all this different, they have their book learned. I'm not dogging them, they saved our lives, but they're not, they have the book learned. That's why my comedentials fits in perfectly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and they have to go, and they have to tell you based off of what they know and they study and learn, you know, but I just believe,
yeah,
you know.
Everyone's different, like we say,
exactly.
You know?
And obviously, Ricky is still alive today. How old was he when this happened?
He was 8 years old when it happened, and he just turned 14 here in March.
Hey, Ricky,
all right.
Ricky, I bet you're glad your mom didn't let him pull the plug, huh?
Are you glad I didn't take you off life support and that you're still here today?
Yeah, bro. Okay, let me, Ricky, what's going on, man? How are you doing? Let's hear from Ricky, the man, the myth, the legend. What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right, man. It's good. That's good. So, you're 14 now. Have you had to do therapy? Were you paralyzed at all? Were you like speech? Everything was that there? Or you're still learning, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's cool. I want to get you on here again in like a month or two to where you and your mom can practice and you can lip sync a song. We haven't done that in a while, poor man.
Oh, lip sync, that'd be fun.
Ricky, are you going to school?
Yes.
Tell me about your school.
What grade are you in?
I'm in seventh.
Seventh grade, right on, brother. It's you're doing great, man. So everything's good. What school do you go to? You live up in the desert, right?
Yeah.
What's your school?
Huh?
What school?
Harupa Middle School.
Well, middle school, all right. And then, so, what else? Do you do any sports? Are you walking? Are you cruising around? What's going on,
yeah,
Ricky?
He gets nervous. He did cross country at the beginning of the school year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's as total normal bodily movements and stuff then, right, Ricky? Or
Yeah, yes, he can walk. It's not typical. It's not what society would say is normal.
Yes, ma'am. I got you on that one, too. Ricky, we're brothers. I got to get you straight out of a coma shirt, Ricky.
Okay.
That's awesome.
But yeah,
though,
society doesn't think if I'm so happy, I'm so joyful, but people think I'm drunk. They called the police on me.
Oh, no. Well, that's what we joke.
Huh?
We joke that Ricky walks like a drunken frat boy because he staggers and stumbles when he walks. So it's kind of our family joke with him.
And he's never had a drink in his life, I bet.
Nope.
It's crazy, isn't it? Ricky, we should go out and just do a, for Empatico Jokers, we should play a joke on them. They think we're drunk, huh? We sound it, too, so that'll be good. Did you read Dr. Seuss, Ricky?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best thing. All right, and so what else we got?
It's with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and the Neuron Report, and his guests are Angela, the mom, and Ricky, her son, who was 8 years old and suffered a stroke, was in a coma for 4 months at age eight, is 14 today. And Angela, Ricky has a tough time getting the words out, but I'm guessing he understands absolutely everything, right?
He does. He understands everything. He's super sharp and quick-witted. He just gets really nervous with interviews and people asking him questions, and he kind of clams up, but it's something he definitely wants to work on, and he's expressed interest in working on.
Yeah, that's good, because I would love to meet him, love to get him out there, because I talked to Hoopa, see, when I couldn't talk, people were saying, come on, Matt, you can do it. Now that I can talk, they just, Okay, shut up, Matt.
Yeah,
time's
up. Yeah, Matt doesn't stop talking. no matter when it is. And I say that with full admiration for Matt.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Ricky, have you enjoyed coming on here with us?
Yes.
Oh, good deal. Matt, you should have Ricky back.
All right, brother Ricky. So you can, you're my brother now, homie, but we can try Mom, and you should think of a song. Maybe you guys should do a duet, lip-syncing. I've had people on the show do that as well.
That would be awesome. I'll have to have Ricky think of something. He loves music.
You know, right. Matt's website is positive-matters.org, and Matt, your thing is always to be positive. I'm guessing, Angela, you have the same philosophy, you and Ricky.
Yes, definitely. I think that's what gets us through this.
Yeah, that's good, because I would like to meet Ricky, you know. Are you guys ever down in Orange County? If I ever go up to the desert, that'd be great to meet him, because he seems like a person. You are a person, Ricky, that wants to get better, right?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Angela. Sorry.
Oh, so yeah, we go to the beach every summer. We go down there a lot. We have Disney passes and Knox passes, so we're out there frequently. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good, because I live down in Newport. On the harbor over there, so it'd be great.
Matt will contact you off the air. Hey, you guys, thanks for being on the Neuron Report.
The Neuron Report. Thank you, Ricky, and think of a song, bro. All right?
We will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ricky.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Good meeting you guys, and glad you didn't pull it. Okay, go.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, guys.
Very inspirational, Matt.
Oh, huge. And he was 8, now he's 14.
Yeah, I guess
6 years ago.
Not pulling the plug was a good decision.
I know. That was a great decision. Because they said the same thing about me. I was going to be stuck in that way forever if I was to wake up, you know? And here we are.
Hey, do you have an instant request with a musical theme of the day, Gambling?
The Rolling Stones, I think it's a Gambling Man. What was it again? Sorry.
Casino Boogie.
Yeah, the Casino Gambler.
Or Boogie.
The Casino Boogie.
Yes.
And that was my dad's nickname when he was in junior high in East L.A. Boogie. Woohoo.
Give your website and your contact info.
Okay, yes. Sign up for my golf tournament. That's coming up April 18th. It'd be great, okay? If it ain't easy, what's your handicap? Go to positive-matters.org or reach out and dial 949-375-1178.
Here you go, Matt.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, bye. Blessings.